Welcome to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show where Anders Leo Lindberg discusses the latest trends in finance and accounting with a global audience via LinkedIn audio. Recorded live, anyone can tune in and take part. Just raise your hand and share the stage. Will you join Anders next time? For now, kick back, relax, and enjoy this week's show.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to another episode of the Hashtag Finance Master Show. Today's topic is how CFOs win the war on talent. And we'll, as usual, be going through the article that I released this morning, European time, called How CFOs Can Triumph in the War on Talent, or for talent, perhaps. Let's dive into it, and I'll make some stops along the way to see if someone wants to join me up here. The world of work is changing. Automation and AI taking over many tasks previously done by humans. That's particularly true in finance, where much transactional work is rule-based and can be done faster and better by machines. This could lead to think that abundant talent of finance professionals would be available. That's not the case. That's why closing the talent gap is also one of the top 10 priorities for CFOs in 2024. There are two primary reasons for the scarcity of talent in finance. And it's going to be a bit US-centric here, even though I'm sitting in Denmark myself, but I think it's probably a good, interesting trend for the rest of the world as well. So in the US, for instance, data reveals that 75% of the members of the AICPA, American Institute of Chartered Public Accountants, have reached their retirement age. Conversely, enrollment in the CPA program has decreased by 33% from 2016 to 2021. So people are retiring in large numbers, and much fewer people are coming in. Not even vast technological advancements can keep up with the retirement rate and lack of talent in accountancy. The second reason is that the skills needed to be successful in finance and accounting today also changing. There's less emphasis on technical skills and more focus on people skills. These skills are not native to most finance professionals. And consequently, the people already working in the profession are suffering to perform to the heightened expectations of CFOs and business leaders. There are no easy fixes to winning the war on talent. Simply paying more is a short-term strategy that only leads to defeat. Instead, we need to fix the talent supply and capability gap. So in today's show, we discuss strategies and provide practical next steps for CFOs and finance leaders to win the battle for talent and end the war for good, if possible. Perhaps too steep of an ambition. So let's get into this. And again, feel free to raise hand if you want to come up and share. We have to rebrand the accounting profession. And interestingly, the very first blog I published on LinkedIn, which is next month, is going to be 10 years ago, think about that, called How to Change the Stereotype of Finance Professionals. Even 10 years ago, we had started to talk about this, but it's almost as ever true as then as it is today. The most critical problem to fix is the supply gap. If you don't fix that, ultimately, we'll run out of people in the profession. Looking at it from the outside, being a college grad or similar, it's no wonder why accounting is not the first major on your radar. Often cited research from 2013 had a wide range of accounting-related jobs at 90%+ risk of being automated, with accountants and auditors at 94% risk. If this is a story you're being told, most would think twice before they enter the profession. However, as I also highlighted in a 2018 article, again a long time ago, called What is the Accounting Profession Paradox? The truth is more nuanced than that. The American Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS for short, has said that the accounting profession will grow more than the average of all other professions going towards 2026. Hence, the demand is there and getting more acute by the year. Therefore, we must dispel the myth of accounting being something boring that will be automated in just a few years. We do that by highlighting what accounting is evolving into today. We see three main parts. The first is technical accounting. There are two prominent roles on this path. One is to implement new accounting standards. ESG frameworks and others continue to develop technology applications and control their operations and output. So both the implementation of new standards, including ESG frameworks, and the technology applications and controlling the output are highly specialized roles that require deep knowledge of accounting and technology. That's one path. The second path is data science and analytics. The amount of data businesses and external stakeholders produce increases at breathtaking speeds. The ability to analyze what we used to refer to as big data has evolved into its specialty field of data science and analytics. Here, accountants can use their data-literate analytical skills to uncover trends and patterns in data that are previously hidden. These insights can be used to make much better decisions. And finally, a third path, business finance. To make insights useful, you need accountants close to business leaders who understand their business needs and build close relationships with them. If you don't translate financial insights into non-financial language and communicate them in a way business leaders understand, they won't be considered for decision-making. So these are the three paths. Technical accounting, even more specialized perhaps than it would be today. Data science and analytics, and business finance. All these career paths vastly differ from the traditional view of accounting and accountants. They offer a significant opportunity to impact a business and your career. That's precisely what graduates are looking for today. It may be difficult for individual CFOs to do the rebranding alone. However, from everything in your job ads, employer branding, and working with educational institutions, companies can brand their finance function differently. Of course, there's a catch to the rebranding. Each path outlined here requires new skills compared to traditional accounting education. Technical accounting is probably the closest path. However, building significant data and technology literacy is essential. While related but a different professional field, data science requires data literacy, statistics, math, and more. Finally, business finance requires the people skills that we've also referred to earlier. So these are the three paths. Broadly speaking, of course, yes, I'm sure there are more. If you have perspectives on these paths, other paths to offer, while you digest the three paths, let's talk about how to close the capability gap, because all these paths require different capabilities. It's all about establishing capability building programs. It would be great if educational institutions would adapt to the change strategy. However, change in the educational system could be faster, and CFOs must take this on themselves. That's why they must establish capability building programs to develop the skills the accounting and finance professionals need to succeed. In recent years, we have seen many such examples from the clients that we work with. Ørsted, in the Danish energy transition sector, built a finance impact program. And Electrolux, big Swedish company in the appliance businesses, built the Finance Business Partner Academy. Previously, myself, I've been part of creating a finance academy at Maersk, global transport and logistics company. CFOs at these companies recognized the need to build capabilities that weren't native to most accountants. They also identified the need for continuous capability building throughout the careers of their staff members, no matter how long their tenure was at the company. They didn't subscribe to the old discussion between the CEO and the CFO that goes like this. CFO says, "What happens if we train our people and they leave?" To which the CEO responds, "What happens if we don't and they stay?" I'm sure you've probably all heard this one before. We can all laugh about it. But good CFOs don't subscribe to this one. One thing is to offer these learning opportunities, and another is to empower people to use them. We can all relate to having been sent on a training course by our manager, almost like a reward or for retention purposes, but not using any of what we learned. Training is to be used at the exact time in our career when we have a practical need for what we know. With practical application of what we learn, it will be remembered. It will be ingrained in your professional career and something that you can actually use to perform better. Therefore, to make the capability programs meaningful, CFOs must establish structured career journeys within their finance function. I heard one company, I think it was American Express, talking about the career passport or the finance passport, where you needed to go into different parts of the company and the finance function in order to establish yourself as a credible senior leader or even on the CFO path. This doesn't necessarily mean a one-way ticket to the CFO role, but provides guidance and the skills needed to succeed in specific roles and what learning opportunities are available to build those skills. This will create a very purposeful conversation around talent management and employee development, and a very practical one, I might add. Given that individuals perform in their roles, they can quickly ascend to the next level or in a role in a different department, fully knowing the development support will be provided. This will highlight fascinating career paths in the finance function that graduates and more senior professionals would jump at the opportunity to pursue. Exciting career paths, supporting capability development programs should give talent the desire and the courage to jump into the finance function. What we have observed, at least, and I mentioned some of our client stories earlier, I think over the past 10 years, there's been a significant shift in the appetite for finance functions at large to establish these capability building programs. Because they know that they cannot just go out and hire to close their pipeline or close the gaps. They may be able to pay for it, but it's a short-term strategy. So you need to develop your own people. And then sometimes plug your gaps with external talents, but it's not a winning strategy to do that completely. And I think it just goes into the tagline here, where we really say, don't wait for talent, grab and develop it. Talent is not something that will be supplied to CFOs. They must grab it already from the entry-level professionals' careers, and even earlier, to fuel the supply of graduates into the educational system. CFOs need to make it fun and exciting to work in a finance function and highlight the meaningful impact of finance teams across the organization. You need to take a starting point in your current finance function, of course. So here are some relevant questions to ask to consider how you're currently fighting the war for talent. How easy is it for you to attract graduates for entry-level positions? How easy is it for you to attract mid-level professionals? Do you have clearly outlined career paths in your finance function? Do you have a structured capability program? In engagement surveys, do team members feel supported in their personal development? Is it clear to team members which skills they need to develop to succeed in specific roles? And finally, people in your finance function frequently headhunted to more senior or complex roles by other companies. And perhaps a bonus question here, are people in your finance function frequently, let's call it, stolen by business leaders in your organization because they see how much value they create? These are great questions to reflect on and to measure yourself on. So if you cannot answer them, figure them out. If you have bad answers, change it. Answering these questions will give you concrete guidance on actions to win the war on talent and clear indicators of how you're currently doing. If you struggle to recruit people or are never headhunted by others, you probably don't have a strong employer brand and struggle in the war for talent. If, on the other hand, people are thriving in the organization, frequently get promoted or take on more complex roles, and feel supported in their development, you're doing something right. Rome wasn't built in a day, is a popular saying, famous saying. And the war for talent isn't won in a day either. Becoming an attractive finance function to work in and continuously building new and more vital capabilities is a longer journey. It's one that, if done right, will change the culture of your finance function and is guaranteed to create strong business results. It's a winning path, you may say. How are you attracting people into your finance function and developing them once they have arrived? It's definitely a softer topic probably for CFOs to get their hands around. They'll need strong support from their HR and learning departments, depending on how big your company is. They're the ones that can help create the capability building programs and clearly outline career paths in your company. Don't try to solve this alone. Solve it together with the right professionals. But it's critical to build a great, or may I even say, world-class finance function. You get in the right talent or develop it once it's there. I think that's it for today. Thanks to everyone for joining in. Next week, we'll talk about how CFOs can get on top of data. Another decade or two decades long issue, I think. So I hope to see you again next week. Thanks, everyone, and have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show recorded live on LinkedIn Audio. Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on the latest trends in finance and accounting. And why not join Anders every Thursday on LinkedIn to share your own views and appear in the next episode?